Hello and welcome. Today's podcast is How to Find the Right Live Real Estate Investing Event. My name is Laura Alamieri and I would like to talk about this topic today because I think it's very important that when you get into real estate investing, when you're on your way for your new career, that you do network, you do connect to other real estate investors, you do find out what is going on in your market, in your area. But a lot of confusion can also come from not connecting to the right people in the right groups. So I want to talk about this, and this is actually kind of a follow-up to a blog that I wrote a little while back, and I'm going to refer to that too for content here in a moment. So how do you find the right live real estate investing event? Well, there are different type of real estate investing groups, okay? There is the what I call the National REIA, which is Real Estate Investing Associations, and they put up meetings with all the members of the association. You're usually invited for free in the beginning until you see if you want to connect. Then there are the ones that are like more private, like on Meetup, meetup.com. Where you can find a lot of real estate investing events in your area. Then there are the ones where you have these different outfits coming to town trying to sell a coaching program, okay? And obviously they get people to go there by saying, hey, we're going to give information how to get started and so forth. So these are kind of the main areas where you can find real estate investing events. Now, my suggestion is, especially in the first two for the National Real Estate Investment Association meetings or meetups, that when you go there, like I said, most of them do give you a free trial, at least the first time. When you go there, you see if this is the type of meeting that's for you. One of the complaints I hear a lot from, especially new students, is that they don't get the information that they need at these events. They go there and they feel like, especially the REIA meetings, they feel like they basically talk over their head, right? It's something that they can't quite relate to. Or you have more seasoned investors that obviously are bragging about what they do, but they're not really willing to give any information. And so they can become discouraged. But not all meetings are like that. So you have to find the place, the people that resonate with you, okay? So you can get value, but like I said, if you go there, you don't find it is the right environment and the people are not really giving information or trying to connect, obviously don't go to look for another one. Then there is the meetups. The meetups, again, these are a little more casual. These are very good, I think, in my opinion, because you do meet a lot of real investors that are out there, a lot of beginner investors that are out there trying to learn about investing. So if you're new, the meetups are probably more down your alley of what you're looking for than the national REIAs. And then you have the ones, like I said, there are these gurus, mentors coming to town, trying to really sell you into a higher-end coaching program, okay? So now I want to get into a couple of things here. First of all, like I said, I wrote a blog, and the blog was, Do Real Estate Investing Seminars Really Make You Money? And you can find this blog at lauraalamieri.com, okay? And one of the favorite quotes that I like is by Zig Ziglar that said, you can have everything in life you want if you just will help other people get what they want. So my feelings are, as you become a real estate investor, so you get more successful and more knowledgeable in this industry, and you go out there and trying to help people, either as an attendee at these meetings, meeting with other investors and networking, or as a mentor, as I do, is that you help people learn about the process. And then obviously, I get more out of it too, in different forms, as I will share with you in a few moments. When I got into real estate investing back in 1987, there wasn't much happening in real estate. You know, back then in the 80s, it was pretty much you bought a book and tried to figure things out on your own. So I didn't have much of a support system. And I really wish I did. I was fortunate that I worked for a real estate company where I was able to connect with other real estate agents and brokers that were really helpful. But beyond that, as far as in the community in real estate investing, there was no really any connections or help there. Okay. Didn't really happen till the 90s that real estate investing seminars became live. So you have people like Robert Allen, Russ Whitney, Dean Graziosi, and I call these the grandfathers of these events. The problem is with some of them, they started with good intentions, they have good experience as far as real estate, but then they kind of got sidetracked and they went into more coaching and becoming, more and more greedy in a way, trying to get more money, but without really helping. And unfortunately, I see that a lot on these out of town gurus events that come in. So to me, it's important that when you go to these events and you connect to people, either investors or possible mentors, that they do it for the right reasons, okay? That they really want to share the information and that they really want, they see more than just getting money for this. And this is very important. Also, try to work with somebody that you like their style. That you like what they have achieved and what they have done, and obviously you all want to duplicate that. So basically, it's easier you work with somebody that you say, I'm just going to copy their blueprint, and then will help me to bring me to where the level that they are. So these are things that to me are very important. Either if you work with an investor that you want to help or assist or work with or a mentor. Okay. Now, one of the things I want to say about investors is that, especially the successful investors, they really don't like to hire people to work with them because they know that you're probably going to just learn from them, and then obviously they're worried you've been in their path. Well, those are not, they don't have a mentor mentality. Those are, and a lot of them are like that. They just want to do their own thing. They don't have time, or they don't want, they're worried about helping other people. They don't have a abundant mentality. They think of scarcity as far as properties and deals. So you want to be careful with those too. And unfortunately, there are a lot of them like that. There are very few that are investors slash mentors like myself. Okay. I'm concerned with a lot of this real estate investing, so-called seminars coming to town that are really scams. And knowing these individuals and knowing this industry, I want to bring some words of advice here. Okay. Well, first of all, they advertise this, they hook you in. They say, we can teach you how to become a millionaire or how to do this and that in real estate. They make it sound really simple and easy. They want to sell you the dream. But they really, at the end of the day, once they sell you, and this quote unquote the word sell, when they sell you, you pay this money into the dream, they didn't really give you the support and the know-how. So be very careful about that. They hook you in, they have a hard sell strategy at the end. They want you to buy into this, they want to sell you this dream, they give you the scarcity tactics, emotional, go. You're here today, but don't you want to be here? Don't you want to drive the Lamborghini and have the penthouse and travel around the world, and take care of your kids? So they are very good at triggering into these pain points, as I call them. But then once you have given your credit card, that's it. They're done. Which brings the other discussion here, ask you to raise your credit card limits. Okay, so once you start paying, they want to try to get all their money up front so they don't have to worry about trying to collect payments because they know that a lot of people will never do anything as far as real estate investing, right? So they want you to pay up front so that in 2, 3 months, when you decide that real estate investing is not for you because you're not getting the support that you were hoping from these people and you're not making the payments, they don't have to worry about collecting. So what they're going to do is they're going to try to raise your credit card limits. They're going to even call your credit card company with you right there to raise your limits so you can pay for this $20,000, $30,000 coaching program. And then once you pay that, they're gonna try to add on to it. You know, within a few weeks, they're gonna say, well, yeah, you do great, did it great, you bought this program, but guess what? If you pay this extra, we can send you a mentor to you in your area, or you can come to us, or this and that. And so then you, there you go, you give out more money. So it's never ending. It's a vicious circle. I met somebody that actually had paid over $100,000 in mentoring coaching fees. And I told him, I said, you could have bought properties with that money. That would have taught you so much more than spending for coaching, and you still haven't got anything. The other word of advice of warning is when they say that they will help you get a property or you can choose from one of their properties on their portfolio, think about it. If they say or do that, it's probably something that they don't want in the first place. It's a property that have not been able to sell. It's a property that is, something in a portfolio that they don't want. And they're going to try to give them out to potential students. So why would you buy any of this property? It's better not to have a property than having these properties that are worthless. Okay. So if you see any program there that they make it sound like, you know, you click a button and it happens, that's not the case. Okay. You do have to put some work into this business. It's a business. You can't click a magic button and everything appears. Okay. Now, the other thing that I see, obviously, the keynote mentor is never there. So if they advertise that this is a coaching program under such an, I don't want to put names here, but such and such a mentor, well, you expect this mentor to be there, right? No, but they're doing too many of these events around the country. He's not really there. He has these people going out there and try to sell and promote. Well, great, but you are buying because you believe him, you believe his system. You know, it would be nice if you get to talk to the person that is actually the investor, not his people that are just salespeople. And then when you call the hotline, you never talk to him either. You call to a salesperson. You talk to a salesperson. So it's really a vicious cycle. And you're really not getting where you want to be. And you're going to keep spending this money in this coaching. So be careful what you're looking for. So what real mentoring should look like? Well, first of all, like I said, when you find somebody, a mentor, that you can actually talk to, that you can count on that he or she will answer the phone and tell you what they're doing, they walk the talk and they teach you how to duplicate it, that's the mentor you want. And it doesn't have to be a big, fancy somebody that has written books or been on TV shows, because that's honestly, it's also just a gimmick, okay? Truly successful mentors don't have time to work on TV shows. I was approached back in 2015, personally, by Departure Films in New York City, which is a production company that work for HGTV, DIY, Do It Yourself, and Travel Channels. And they wanted me to be on a home show. And the way it works is you find a property. So you buy the property and they'll give you the rehab money in exchange for them to follow you around and do a show. So, you know, you find the property for $100,000, cost $60,000 to fix it. Great, they'll give you the $60,000. I told them I'd get back to them because honestly, I did not know how I could fit that in my schedule with coaching and investing. And I thought I was putting something else on the plate and I really didn't believe that that was where I wanted to go with this. So I didn't do it. I didn't think that that was really valuable in a way. Now, honestly, being in this TV show, there is a lot of drama and a lot of things that are probably not correct. Okay, so I didn't want to kind of sell myself into this type of path. The other thing is, like I said, if you hire a mentor, make sure that you talk to them personally. Not that you hired somebody because you like their course, you like what they have done for themselves, but then you never really talk to them. You talk to somebody else within the system. It doesn't mean that they're them. You don't really know about this other person. So with me is you always talk to me at the live events when I do a presentation about topics. By the way, my live events, I do give a lot of true content. And I tell people at the end, if you take the information I give you today, and you do it on your own, you're still going to be very successful. It's just that a lot of people prefer hiring somebody, a go-to person to ask questions and hold them by the hand, and that's where I come in. But I do give real content and real information. I even give a manual for people to take home with them. And the other thing is, like I said, you know, I'm always reachable via phone, via email, via text. And this is something, and people ask me, how can you do all that and be so affordable? Well, because I, first of all, believe in giving good information. I believe in helping people. I am an investor, so this is kind of a side thing. But the other thing is I really get a lot of enjoyment about this and a lot of feedback. Because when you have been in real estate as long as I have, you tend to get settled in your ways. You tend to take things for granted. So me being in contact with people that are out there doing different things and being new to the business, it also keeps me on top shape as far as what is working, why are people, what are people looking for as far as real estate investors. And therefore, it just keeps me ahead in a sense that in me as a real estate investor to keep my information fresh for myself and bring this to other people and get feedback from them as well. So I do see a lot of value in coaching combined with my real estate investing strategy. And I do see that the information I do charge, but I want to keep it to a level that makes sense for a lot of people to go out there and make it their own and start making money. So hopefully I gave you some good information in this podcast. If you do want to call in, there is a call button on the top of the screen. If you do want to send me an email with comments or suggestions, please go to my website at lauraalamieri.com. That's lauraalamieri.com. And there will be a contact us on the website that you can call me, or you can also schedule calls with me. There is also on Laura Lamieri, if you scroll there, you will see, you know, if you want to contact me, you can schedule calls via my online calendar. Well, thanks everybody for listening in today. Hopefully you got some good information, and I hope to hear from you, or I will be here at the next event. Have a good day.